Welcome back to the Asian Conservative Lawyer. I'm your host, Jamil Gabriel. Yeah, I know. I don't even know if anyone's still listening to my podcast, but I appreciated you when you were. And I know I promised a lot. I promised that I would be, you know, streaming more and doing podcasts and stuff like that. There's a lot of things that were happening. And I know there's a lot of news that was going on, and you probably wanted me to cover it. But it was just a hectic time recently. I'm not going to say, like, I was depressed or anything. It wasn't anything like that. It was more like there was a lot of battles of, you know, between lawsuits and stuff I had to deal with. And, you know, I didn't mind, you know, putting this aside to focus on a little bit more important task at hand. So I know John Oliver made this point, was about the Homeowners Association and how they're evil, right? And I decided to look up this app called Nextdoor. Nextdoor is just like Facebook, but it's, you know, for people that live in your neighborhood. And I aired my frustrations with the Homeowners Association. And so many comments were always like this, it's ridiculous. You know, I don't know if you've seen The Matrix. And in The Matrix, there's a scene where he says, everyone that's not one of us is an enemy. And some people are so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will do everything that they can to stay in it. And this proved that The Matrix was a brilliant movie. Because when I was talking about my frustrations, you know, almost everyone loved the people's comments on how much they love the Homeowners Association. And the biggest excuse I always hear from the Homeowners Association is always, well, you don't want to live near a pink house, do you? Who gives a shit about living in a pink house? If someone goes and paints the house baby shit green, who gives a fuck? Honestly, I don't care. Okay, as long as my house is nice, I don't give a shit what your house looks like, okay? I don't care. What I do care about is the roads are paved nicely and the there's no crime. That's what I give a shit about. If someone wants to paint their house baby shit green, I don't give a fuck. Like, why is that even a concern to anyone? That just shows how, like, mentally deranged someone is to, you know, themselves. They are narcissists. To believe that I don't like what you're doing in your own home, it has to fit my standard. It has to fit my standard. It has to fit that the grass is cut a certain way. It has to be cut crisscross. It can't be cut straight. Okay? That just shows how narcissistic you are. So the people that live in a homeowner association, what I've just found out, are just narcissists, okay? They are so in tune with themselves. They just think that, well, whatever I do is what I do. You know, it's for me. But I'm doing this because our property values are going to go up. No, that's not what causes property values to go up. Okay, what causes property values to go up is less crime. That's what causes property values to go up. Okay, no one gives a shit about your fucking, you know, neighbor's house that has like a broken window. Who gives a shit? Does your house have a broken window? Look, I stay in my house like most of the time, and that's it. I just stay in my house, okay? I don't really go out. If I go out, you know, I'll take a motorcycle and I'll, you know, go somewhere fun. But I'm not looking at my house. You know what I am looking at is my tracker on my motorcycles that are in my garage. I look at that. I look to see if, you know, those motorcycles were moved because I'm scared of the crime. That's the bigger issue. And then they say like, oh, why did you buy a house in the HOA if you didn't want one? And I've explained this numerous times. I did not want an HOA. I knew I didn't want an HOA, except when I bought the house, they gave me a really good deal. And my goal was to buy a house near the Amazon factory because Amazon factory means more jobs. That was actually my goal, was to buy a house near there. I didn't really care about anything else because I knew that Amazon factory was being built and I saw how big that Amazon factory was. So I decided to buy a house near there, okay? The HOA, I did not want one. In fact, I was like bidding on houses left and right to not get an HOA. It was during the time that, you know, the interest rate was so low. Everyone was buying these houses like nonstop. I mean, I literally went inside a house. I walked out and I placed a bid on it. And they said that it's already under contract. That's how fast it was at the market. Okay. So my house was like a godsend to buy because it was like a fight to the death to get this house. I mean, people were like bidding, you know, so much money for it. And so I kind of like was stuck in it. I don't like an HOA and I love my house. My house is great. It's just the homeowners association attached to it is completely terrible. So it just shows like the narcissism inside the people that love the HOA because they actually give a shit about what other people are doing. Like, I just want you to think about that. Like, yeah, you know, if as long as you're not hurting anyone, I don't give a shit. Like, I really don't. I don't care if you break your windows. I don't care if your weeds are overgrown, okay? It's a stupid, stupid comment to make. When people argue that, well, this is just a, you know, HOA. I don't want to live near a pink house. Why don't you want to live near a pink house? Why the fuck do you care if someone has a pink house? It could be flamingo pink. Who gives a shit? Like, does that make you any more money? No. Does it take any money away? Yes. And I could prove that because go on any YouTube site talking about a homeowner association. Go and read the comments. Everyone says, I refuse to live in a homeowners association. I do not want to live in a homeowners association. There's a YouTuber, a motorcycle YouTuber, who recently bought a house. You know, he's gaining some prominence. And he was, you know, joking around. And it's like, are you going to set up bike rides at his house? And if you've ever seen a large group ride, usually they park at like a gas station or something. But they asked if they could park in front of his house. He's like, oh, no, I wouldn't like an HOA. And all the comments said, and in due time, you will hate the Homeowners Association. I mean, John Oliver did a one-hour special on how evil the Homeowners Association is. And for all my foreigners that are listening, the Homeowners Association is a group of people that overstep their boundaries constantly. They're not a government entity. It's really just a bunch of people that come up rules with the neighborhood. That's it, okay? There's a bunch of rules. They come up with the neighborhood. They start charging you a certain amount of money for services. That's really what they do. I don't know if any country has like something stupid like that, okay? And no, it's not like, oh yeah, I have that because we have security guards in a gated community. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, it's a public area, and these asshats just make up these arbitrary rules and say, like, and, you know, this is how great the United States is for any, like, foreigner that's listening, is they have rules for the dumbest thing. Like, your grass has to be 2.5 centimeters in length. Like, those are the rules that they, like, enforce. It's not like a government law. You know, like, government laws, like, don't steal or, like, don't murder or, you know, stop at a red light, stop at a red traffic light. Those are, like, government rules. No. These are just asshats that make up their own rules. And they'll say, like, oh, you can't, you know, your deck has to be a dark brown color or your deck needs to be made out of wood. Like, these are the rules that they make up. And they are perfectly a legal entity. Like, it's crazy. And at one point, they can actually kick you out of your own house. Like, so what they would do is they would call up the banks and the bank that loans you the money, and they would claim that you were ruining their investment. And then the banks would foreclose on you, and they would actually sell the house to the homeowners association. Because the banks look at your property as an investment. They want you to go bankrupt. That's their goal. That's the bank's goal, is they want you to not be able to afford your house, because say you bought your house for, let's see, $300,000, okay? And the properties, they're looking at trends and the property value is going up. So you bought your house for $300,000. They buy your house and they give you a loan, essentially, for 30 years, 15 to 30 years. And then they're hoping that you go bankrupt, because then the bank will take that money. So even though you spent, like, say you spent $20,000 in paying it back, they're going to take that that loan, or they're going to take that house if you go bankrupt, and then they're going to sell it again for about $500,000. Okay, if the property values go up. So that's their goal. Like, banks don't like it, but they want you to make sure that their investment is being taken care of, right? So with the homeowners association, they used to be able to just go to the bank and buy your house for whatever you owe. And then the homeowners association will sell you the house back to the bank, and then the bank will sell your house for double how much they gave you the loan for. So, like, that is how disgusting they were. I'm so glad new laws are coming out, and one of the laws says they can't do that anymore. They can't just put a lien on your house and go to the banks and buy out your house again. They actually have to go to a collections agency, in which a collection agency can still do that, but they have to, have their day in court. They have to, you have to go to court, and they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, what the HOA was doing did not overstep their boundaries. So these laws are fantastic, okay? Now, let's go into what you guys wanted to hear about politics, okay? I know there's a lot of stuff going on, okay? From Michael Pence quitting to Donald Trump's first arraignment. But I wanted to talk about Colorado, because this is disgusting. This is what the Democratic Party does. They can't win on their own. So they go out, and now they're telling people that, oh, well, we're going to take him off the ballot. And because of insurrection, because of the January 6th, even though he wasn't convicted of any kind of inciting an insurrection, all this other stuff, but insurrection. And Colorado is a fucking Democrat state now. So, they might pass it. It's sickening, because this is a real threat to democracy, is not giving people the choice of what they want to do. That's the real threat. The real threat is, oh, well, we don't like your policies or whatever, so we're just going to take you off the ballot, okay? In other news, the Tennessee shooting that happened, I mean, I've talked about guns all the time, but the Tennessee shooting that happened in Nashville, that transvestite, apparently hated the white man, okay? And they don't want to talk about that because, it doesn't fit the narrative. But I guarantee you, if the manifesto that the transvestite wrote said, like, I love Donald Trump, oh, dude, the media would have went berserk. They would have went berserk on that crap. It would have been released the very second it had Donald Trump's name. As soon as the police officer grabbed the manifesto and read Donald Trump, they would have released it easily. But because it doesn't fit the narrative, it's fine. Okay? In Halloween, there was a really funny video I watched, and a kid goes out along with his friends. His friends are dressed up as Secret Service, and this kid dresses up as Joe Biden, and he plays the mannerisms perfectly. I recommend you guys seeing it. It was the most hilarious thing I've seen, like, almost all year. It was this Joe Biden was, you know, he was having the mannerisms. He couldn't walk upstairs. He was going to the dumpster saying trick or treat. Like, this was Joe Biden all the way. Okay. Let's see. What else is going on? Ron DeSantis is still number two, but leading or not leading at all. And Donald Trump is leading by like a mile. It's crazy. I love Donald Trump. I really do. And I hope he gets I hope he becomes president. It's just that I'm scared that there's so much baggage with him that I don't know if he can win against Joe Biden. And this is something we need. We need to, like, you know, kick this guy out. I mean, on average, a family is spending $700 more just to live than they were, like, you know, when Donald Trump was in office. I mean, that's just insane. That is insane. And so, and now we have war with Hamas and Israel. We have the war with Ukraine. China is, you know, amping up to fight Taiwan. You know, it's North Korea is going to end up taking, you know, South Korea or trying to. I mean, we're going to have our fingers in the bucket, too many buckets at a time. And you might say, oh, well, Donald Trump would have made things worse, like the liberal media constantly says. Donald Trump will definitely, you know, send us in World War III. I don't believe that. Because remember when Iran wasn't playing by the rules, and what did Donald Trump do? He clapped Soleimani. He was like, Soleimani, you're fired. And then he shot him. Okay? And then, on top of that, the American troops raised the American flag to show the world that, hey, if you don't like what I do, then this will be you. Like, that was Donald Trump. I mean, you could look it up. America clapped Soleimani, okay, that evil general. They clapped him. And then they put the American flag over his house. Okay, so, and that was Donald Trump. If you don't listen to him, guess what? You're going to pay the iron price. And that's the kind of president we need, all right? We need that kind of president. I mean, even JFK, as young as he was like that, all right? Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? I mean, he was like, no, we cannot show weakness. And, you know, he was pretty much telling Khrushchev, like, no, get your fucking missiles out of here or we're taking Cuba over. And then they had a secret deal with JFK's brother, Robert Kennedy, to exchange missiles. So remove the missiles from Turkey, the nukes from Turkey, and Khrushchev would remove the missiles from Cuba. But it wasn't played off that way. I mean, it was like, yes. And, you know, Kennedy, JFK pretty much said, like, in the news, was like, do negotiation. And I told them that we would, you know, F you up to remove the nukes from Cuba. And, you know, people believe that. It wasn't until Robert Kennedy came out with his book, like, you know, 30, 40 years later, that we found out the truth, that it was, you know, a secret deal that America would remove the Jupiter missiles from Turkey and Khrushchev would remove the nuclear missiles from Cuba. So America's always been about this peace through strength. Okay, even Teddy Roosevelt, and I love Teddy Roosevelt to death, or Theodore, he didn't like to be called Teddy, but Theodore Roosevelt said, you know, speak softly but carry a big stick. Okay? And, you know, no one's going to mess with Theodore Roosevelt. He was just such a hardcore, you know, badass that no one messed with him. But now we have Joe Biden, who's like, true international terrorism. I mean, this dude is high. But like I said, I hope Donald Trump does win, and I'm rooting for him, but I don't know if he can. And that's my issue, okay? I mean, a lot of you guys are, I'm looking at the polls, and Donald Trump's inching out. You know, he's actually ahead, which means that he might win the popular vote, which is awesome. But, you know, we can't risk it. We can't. And I'm a Vivek Ramaswamy kind of guy. I think Vivek is probably the best candidate. He's from Ohio. He needs Ohio to win. And he's Asian. You know, he's an Asian American. He can get the Asian. And he's also a millennial. He can get the millennial vote. And that's a big one, okay? He needs someone young to appeal to the Gen Zers that are, you know, brainwashed. Anyway, that's it for today's segment. I apologize. I don't even know if you guys are listening, but I'm still posting this up. Thanks for listening. I'm Jamil Gabriel, and I'm signing off.